Special report, coronavirus update, astonishing job losses in March. The government reporting 701,000 jobs at least disappearing as the coronavirus sweeps the United States. The unemployment rate jumped almost a full point from 3.5% to 4.4%. Correspondent Christine Romans tells us it's probably worse than that.
A lot of economists say we are already today at 10% unemployment. These numbers, as ugly as they look, are still not even keeping up with what we've seen over the past 2.5 weeks. You're likely have unemployment right now in this country, unemployment rate that will surpass the Great Recession.
Wall Street stocks now moving, heading down. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says city hospitals may run out of ventilators before Monday morning, with thousands more patients expected to need treatment. He's pleading for federal coordination and action.
There's no plan. There's no order that's been given by the commander-in-chief. The nation is in a peacetime stance while we're actually in the middle of a war.
I'm Michael Toscano. A couple of cruise ships, the Zaandam and the Rotterdam, finally were allowed to dock near Fort Lauderdale. After weeks of waiting, there are dozens of sick passengers, some critical, four dead. Rosa Flores is watching a slow exodus.
We've been monitoring their social media as well, and they've been talking about the emotional toll of walking out of their cabin, some of them for the first time in a few days, walking down those long halls and finally getting on buses and heading to the airport.
Chartered flights are taking them directly home.
Lean on me when you're not strong.
Bill Withers, who wrote and sang a string of soulful hit songs in the 1970s, has died from heart complications in Los Angeles. Hits like this one, along with Lovely Day and Ain't No Sunshine, have stood the test of time. A three-time Grammy winner, Bill Withers was 81. I'm Michael Toscano.
Paid for by Bank on Yourself. Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%. 50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
Truckmates, you must fix up your pickup truck store. Is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard. Industry-leading quality and trend-setting design that protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in this brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and 84 today, 56 overnight tonight, sunny and 84 tomorrow, 56 tomorrow night. And then for Sunday, 83 and sunny, 58 on Sunday night. 10-mile-per-hour winds through the weekend.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
The opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here. Good Friday morning, everybody. George Davis, partner, and Russ Clark.
Good morning. Morning. You actually came in studio, which is good. I wasn't sure when we... When I got done with you, I had to look out there and say, well, I wonder if anybody showed up. I don't know.
If George sounds a little muffled, he's wearing a mask, so you might not be able to understand him completely.
And I got my yardstick, my 6-foot stick.
Yeah, we got 6-foot in.
Yeah, we're looking good.
But it's also you came in with the wipes to make sure everything's safe and secure. That's responsible to your family and clients.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely,
it just is.
Yeah.
So, Yuma, we're going to talk about a couple things today. Mainly we're going to talk about, once I go through some facts here, is the CARE Act that passed, and that's a big deal for people and business owners as far as trying to get some of the stimulus money. Before we go to that, I just want to bring up a couple things. So the S&P has rallied before this downturn about 529%. That was the rally started March of 2009. So basically, it's been a pretty good run.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the S&P has fallen was about 34%. And the low point was March 23rd. So one of the big questions is, you know, with this 30-day extension on people laying low with the president, is, you know, this is probably going to be a challenging month for a lot of people. I know the virus numbers are going up, so that mentally always causes people to panic more.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think that they're hoping, you know, maybe by middle of April or Easter, this thing, we could be open again, restaurants, bars, and that. So this will be a challenging month, and it wouldn't surprise me if you see this thing dip back down again towards the low where it was in March 23rd. But one thing I want to bring up is there's some things happening out there that are good, but they're, I don't know if the public's aware of them. One of them is called very short-term loans. So I don't know if people realize this, but the Fed reopened the commercial funding facility, which is basically lending money. The last time they did that was in 2008. And basically, this allows the federal government to buy commercial paper of large U.S. companies, and it basically supplies liquidity. And the reason why the Fed had to step in is because some of the corporations and the municipalities basically weren't getting the offers they needed on liquidity. So the last time the Fed stepped in was in the 08 crisis. So that's something that has been triggered, and I don't know if a lot of people understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But Fed doesn't do that often unless there's a reason.
Right. When we talk about liquidity, Tom, it's also for liquidity in the market, correct? They're basically putting cash in there because in this certain times when people get a little scared, they'll sell, you know, things they normally don't to get cash, whether that's bonds, equities, gold,
Bitcoin,
silver, yeah, Bitcoin, you name it. So to make the market run smoothly and not have any, you know, big hiccups in it, you have to have liquidity in there. So I think put that cash in there.
Right, I think it's a domino effect where if something gets tied up, then the next thing gets tied up, and then pretty soon everybody's, you know, hitting the panic button. But right now, you know, they did a $2.3 trillion stimulus package that came out. And you know what the budget was for 2020 for the actual government? Any idea? It's $4.4
trillion.
So basically the stimulus package just tacked on an extra 52%.
Yeah.
Which, you know, our deficits was at, you know, I think $23 trillion. This thing's all over with. We're going to be pitching like 26.
Yeah.
So this will become more of a burden down the road.
Mm-hmm. But they don't have any choice, really, what I see. You know, I mean, the Fed's stepping in. They're throwing everything but the kitchen sink at this. And, you know, we call this a black swan event where, you know, you just don't see this thing coming. If you just, if I had told you, Russ, a month ago when we were here that, you know, the unemployment numbers were going to be, was it 700,000 today?
That was only for part of the month, so we know it's worse.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would have said no, absolutely not. you know, none of us would have seen this.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, they're, you know, that's what they do. They put that money in there, they keep liquidity, and came out with that CARE Act, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But
so the other interesting thing was, as you know, kids are not in school, I think, for the most part. U of A shut down. I have a son back home. He's taking online classes. High schools are taking online classes, right, your son?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So anyways, there's 1.5 million college teachers in the United States, and guess how many of those have taught an online class of the 1.5 million?
Of the 1.5 million, how many have taught an online class? Probably higher than you think, 750,000.
How many of those have never taught an online class? That's actually the question.
Okay, let's go with a million.
So 70% of them, which is about a million, haven't taught an online class. So, but there is hiccups. I mean, I'm sure, you know, your son, what, goes to Cibola?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that pretty seamless or not?
No, it's not seamless. And it's, he was needing some help with his math, and because the instructor did a real good job of putting all the notes up for the kids, like on his iPad, but there was no explanation. So I was like, so he's trying to help me, and it's trig, so it's been a while since I've done trigonometry. But then the teacher came out and actually did like an actual lesson where he explained everything like he was in front of the class, and then Matthew caught on. So I thought that was kind of neat. So I actually got in there and got involved. And
the interesting thing about YC, UMA Catholic, and I give a plug, my kids go there, is, you know, they were doing all this stuff online anyways with laptops and that, and they were actually submitting homework, and so they actually, my daughter said it was pretty dang easy. I mean, besides sitting there listening to a teacher, everything gets done electronically, and it was pretty seamless.
District 1 did the same thing with laptops and stuff, too, and I know Crane didn't, so they were having a tough time because they didn't have the iPads and stuff like you're talking about.
Sure. So, you know, the big thing that is coming out now is the stimulus package, the $2.3 trillion, is how people can collect some of their money and how to do it. I know they released, they said as of today, some of these loan programs can be taken advantage of. I talked to my banker last night, and he basically said they don't have any information, or they said the information just got dumped on them, so they're trying to figure it out. So it's almost like, you know, even though it could get done today, I think a lot of the information wasn't released out, so it really can't get done today.
Right, yeah. They could take the application, obviously. They may not do anything with it. Let's take a phone call. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Are you 6 feet apart in there?
We are.
Okay. And I can talk to you.
I hear the mic spread through the mic or through...
question. The stimulus package. Each person's going to, if you're married, you get $1,200.
Yep.
Is that going to be taxable income at the end of the year?
Good question.
No.
No?
Nope. Tax free.
Now, keep in mind, there's some income limits on that. So if you're an individual and you make under $75,000, you can get the $1,200. It starts phases out up to 99,000. So if you're above 99,000, you basically won't get in as an individual.
Now, okay, so it's not taxable. Now, can we invest it?
I think you can do whatever you want with it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it's not a...
Can you invest what, the stimulus money? You can't. You got to prove that you're putting it towards payroll in order to get it granted to
you. No,
this is the individual one.
Oh, you're talking about the individual checks.
The individual checks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want with it. Go have fun, bury it in your backyard, invest. I mean,
well, that's not 100% right, because if he's retired, he can't put it back into his IRA or Roth. He still has to have W-2 income. I mean, would that count? That's a good question.
He just said invest, so I didn't think retirement money, but... He could open up a regular account and
invest money. Yeah, he could invest it, but I don't know if he could put it into a retirement, though. I don't think so, because that wouldn't count. It's not going to be taxable.
But if he qualifies for an IRA or some type of qualified retirement account, he could technically put it
mm-hmm.
in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good question.
So when I get the check, I can come talk to you guys.
That'd be great. 329-1700. Ask for George.
Okay.
Hey, so let's talk about these income limits, because basically it's not for everybody. This is the individual one. If you're married and you make more than $198,000, then you also don't participate in it. Right? Are those the numbers, George? I think you have them in front of you.
Yeah, well, Tom's talking about married filing jointly. So if you have... If you make over $150,000, they do what's called a phase out, and so they'll take a little bit off. You won't get as much as everyone else with the $1,200, and the phase out goes up to $198,000. So you're right. If you make over $198,000, you will get zero.
So anyone under the age of anyone who files jointly and makes under $150,000 qualifies.
Correct.
Yeah. So we'll take our first break. We'll be right back. This is Money Talk, 5:06 a.m.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered to LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors. Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899, with Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, IPC.
Derek Egeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, Yuma Investment Group. George Davis, morning.
Morning. Morning, Yuma. And yes, we are here live with Russ.
Right, in studio, man.
Yep, we're taking our precautions and got the mask on, got 6 feet apart. Our number's still the same, 344-5258, 344-KBLU. Give us a call and let us know how you're surviving, what you're doing, especially if you're a small business, and some strategies, investments right now during this time. We'd love to hear from you.
George, we're talking about this money that individuals can get from the government as long as you're under the income threshold.
Mm-hmm.
How will they distribute that money? You were talking about that on break.
So what we're talking about is the CARE Act. If people have heard of that. It just came out on the 27th of March. But the big part of it is the $1,200 that everyone's going to get. Now, that's $1,200 net to you, Tom. It doesn't get taxed. You can do whatever you want with the money. It's $1,200 per person. If you're an individual, you'll get $1,200. If you make under $75,000, so people that make over $75,000, they get what's called a phase out. I won't get too much into it.
Up to $99,000.
Up to $99,000.
Mm-hmm. Above $99,000, you don't get anything.
Correct. And then it's also $500 per child. So as long as the child's younger than 17, if you had five kids, you could get $2,500. So, that's on top of your $1,200 that you would get. Or
but how about the phase out? If you phase out because of the income, you don't get the kids' money.
Correct.
Either?
The phase out applies to the child one too. Yep. Okay. Good question. So the married part, if you're married, then it's $150,000. So if you make $150,000 AGI
or less,
you're going to get $2,400.
$1,200 a couple.
A person. Yep. Yep. And that phases out at $198,000. So if you make over $200,000, basically, then you won't get anything for yourself, your spouse, or the child. And that's if you file jointly.
So assume I qualify. How do I get the money? Like, how are they going to pay me?
Let's talk about the qualification, because I think that's pretty interesting. That's a question we get a lot. So if you're retired, okay, I'll take my mother-in-law, for example. Bless her heart, and I'd feel horrible if she ever came down with something like this. That's why I'm real careful. But she's 78, retired, and she only has Social Security, and that's it. Will she get a check? Yes. She got $1,200 sent to her. Now, she hasn't filed any taxes for a couple years, so that's the part that concerns me a little bit. But if you go to, what was the site I told you, Tom? It was irs.gov/coronavirus. There's a simple form on there. They call it a simple form. I haven't been on it yet, but it's irs.gov/coronavirus. And my brother-in-law fell into this category because he didn't do any taxes for the last so many years. He didn't need to. So they don't even know if he's on. I don't even know if they even would send him a check, because if you have direct deposit, or if you do your taxes and the IRS has your bank information on file already, like you either pay or get a refund through your banking instructions, they'll send it there. So you want to double check that that's still correct if you've changed banks or anything like that.
Now, if you don't have it set up, then they send it to your address?
Correct. They're supposed to mail it out is what I heard. So it's going to be a lot slower, 3 weeks delayed. Not three more, but it'll be longer because it's mailed. And if they have an old address, I'm not sure how that works. So I would go onto the site, double check everything. You fill out that form, they're going to have all your information correct. If you want it faster, you'll send it to your bank, obviously. That's what I would do.
And what's that website again?
irs.gov/coronavirus.
Okay.
So pretty easy.
So the other thing that's happening is they're extending the tax filing date from April 15th to July 15th.
Do you want to take a phone call? You're on the air.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I was reading in the news today, and they can only print 500,000 of those checks a week. So they can take up to 4 months for everybody to receive their check that doesn't have direct deposit. Now, I have a question for you.
Interesting.
Yes.
It is interesting. I pay my taxes every year with a check, so they've got my checking account information. Are they going to automatically deposit it? I never thought about that.
Don't know, but that website might give you more insight. That's a good question. We don't know the answer.
Good way to slough that one off. Good job.
Hey, how many of these checks do you think are not going to be cashed? Because they're going to be sitting in some other address or.
Well, how many people are going to try to cash them that they're not made out to?
Or they think they're fake and just rip them up and throw them in the garbage. It's a scam.
I'm going to say goodbye, gentlemen.
Thank you, buddy. Bye-bye. And that's a good question, though, because if he's got, they've got his routing and bank number, but are they just going to send it?
Seems kind of
blindly
risky, right?
Let's just use this bank account number and stuff. That's what I'm saying. You need to go to that site and just double check. You know, irs.gov/coronavirus.
But the routing number goes. The routing number goes to the bank. The account number goes to the actual account, checking account.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think banks can reuse a checking account number, can they? Because if they could, that could be a problem. But if they can't, it would just get rejected. Would never happen, right?
Yeah. But what do you mean by, when they put in electronically, they just need the routing and the account number.
I get it, but can an account number be recycled is my question for the bank.
Yeah. The same account number doesn't change whether you sent that check in or not.
No, let's just say I had an account at a bank. I closed my account, so I don't have an account
anywhere. Oh,
no, you're right. Someone else can't come in and they give you, recycle my account number.
Oh, I gotcha. Like if you closed yours and I happen to come in, they're like, here, why don't you just have this number?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they don't recycle, but anyway.
That's a good point. That's probably why they have so many numbers, if you use all those combinations. The other thing, Tom, on this was, you were talking numbers and stuff, but they're estimated $300 billion. That's what their estimate is. And
who's going to collect, you mean?
No, the cost of giving everybody that's eligible, the $1,200, they're estimating that to be $300 billion is what it's going to cost the government.
Personally, I think that's the best way to get the economy started is give it right back to the people. I think they will spend it and do what they want with it, and it's up to them. Also, with gas prices going down, that's a huge immediate money in people's pocket also.
Mm-hmm.
So if this thing's truly just 30 more days, so May 1st, maybe they open up the restaurants and kind of let people do things. This stimulus thing could be a decent bridge to keep people, stable.
Yeah. No, I mean, that is fascinating. If people weren't dying, of course, and I wasn't a financial advisor, I'd find it fascinating. But they talk about this second wave, and so how do you have people go to restaurants? How do you have them go to the theaters, and then make sure that we don't have a second wave of the virus hit? So it'll be never seen it before.
Yeah, I've never heard an exact number. I don't know if you can Google this, Russ, but I know they said in China some people got it a second time, but they never make it sound like it's a
No, not a second. You don't get it a second time.
Well, there was some reports on that in China, coming out of China, but it was early, and who knows how accurate it was.
Mm-hmm.
There was that report. I remember reading that, but I've never heard of a clarification or
By second wave, I mean you flatten the curve, and it looks like, because it's not going to be totally gone until they come up with a what's called vaccine.
Yeah.
So if it just But it gets lower and people,
sure, we have vaccines
for
flu and it's never totally gone. We still have the flu because it continues.
You're right. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I think this whole economy, whether we're going to go into recession and everything else, depends on how long we stay locked up.
Yeah.
The longer we stay, the numbers keep going down. So.
But like you talked about, Tom, with recession, you're an economist. That's 2 quarters of not negative GDP, but
decreasing
GDP. So people think the recession is such a horrible word, but I think it's inevitable. This quarter is going to be lower, and then next quarter is going to be lower. So
yeah.
Maybe
not a recession, but a depression.
Ooh.
Which is a different term.
Ooh.
Lasts longer.
That is. Yeah, that's the dreaded D word.
I think the definition on that, maybe someone can Google it, is 9 months of having a negative GDP.
Might be. Yeah, I have to look that one up.
Yeah, but it stretches out.
Mm-hmm. I think 08, 09, they call it the Great Recession, but it was kind of close to being a depression.
Yeah, because it only lasted like 26 months from the top to the market bottoming out and going back up is 26
mm-hmm.
months.
Okay.
And I know there's a time frame. Maybe it's 2 years or something. But here's the great thing about, I think, the American people is we have very short memories. So if they can open things up again, and granted, we don't keep having the virus come and grow, I think people will immediately go back to the old ways and spend money and go to the movies and,
I mean, people, we're not meant to be unsociable, not talking to people, not out, and enjoying ourselves and people cooped up, and when they get a chance to get out, they're going to be going to restaurants, going to theaters, and going to concerts, stuff like that. But that might be longer the the games and the concerts where it's a lot of people together might be longer. So
you take a break, George.
Are we up against it again?
We're up against it.
Having such a blast, man. Thanks, Russ. We'll be right back. Money Talk, AM 560 KBLU.
Truckmates, Yuma's Fix Up Your Pickup Truck Store is Yuma's home for Snug Top shells and lids. Snug Top, designed and manufactured to the highest standard, industry-leading quality, and trend-setting design to protect and complement your vehicle. That's Snug Top. Truckmates is also your Line-X spray-in bed liner dealer. Line-X, number one in America for spray-in bed liners. With nationwide warranty coverage, is now available and installed by Yuma's most experienced spray-on team at Truckmates. So protect your vehicle inside and out with Line-X spray and bed liners and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates. Truckmates is also your home for BDS suspensions, the highest quality aftermarket suspension lift kits, leveling kits, and accessories for 4x4 off-road truck and Jeep enthusiasts. And BDS suspensions are backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. BDS suspensions, Line-X spray and bed liners, and Snug Top shells and lids at Truckmates in its brand new building, same location, 32nd Street next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Aziza Schuler with your KYMA News 11 update. Some heartbreaking news from Imperial County. The coronavirus has now claimed the life of a resident in the Imperial Valley. This is the first death reported in Imperial County due to coronavirus-related health complications. According to the Imperial County Health Department, the resident was an elderly person who had underlying health conditions. The person actually passed away at a hospital in San Diego where they were being treated. And in response to the number of cases of coronavirus in Yuma County, Yuma Regional Medical Center is amping up visitor restrictions. Until further notice, patients can only be dropped off and picked up from the visitor's parking garage. That means no visitors inside of the hospital. Another way to connect with patients while they're in the hospital, FaceTime or Skype, or even send them a card to wish them well in the meantime. Thank you for watching KYMA News 11. We will see you right back here for more news.
Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered to LPL Financial, member FINRA. INRA, SIPC.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here, Yuma Investment Group, George Davis, my partner. We're talking about this CARE Act and how it applies to people. We mentioned that your tax money is due by April 15th, but you can wait till July 15th to file your taxes and to contribute to IRAs or Roth IRAs.
Mm-hmm.
So extension.
Yep. So I had an example, Tom, just on and then we'll move on from the check part, but $1,200. So let's say, for example, you were a student in 2018. Might apply to some of your kids, Tom. And you were a dependent on parents in 2018. Then, and you haven't filed 2019 because they extended it. so then you want to go to that irs.gov /coronavirus site so you can fill out the form and get the check. Because if you're that age and last year you were dependent on your parents and now you're, you know, this would be the first time you've ever filed, then you're eligible too to get a check.
I see. Yeah, actually, I checked into that for my 22-year-old who's still going to school and working.
Mm-hmm.
And if he files on his own, I think we get like a $500 credit by keeping him under us, which we help him out. But if he files alone, he's going to get $1,200. So
right.
This is the first year he's going to be filing independent.
Oh, there we go.
They also said it might help out with any loans or that if he gets any because he's kind of by himself.
And the $500 per child is if they're 17 or under. You can't,
So. 17 or under. So anyways, they're also going to increase unemployment money that people get for unemployment. You first must start at the state level when you collect your unemployment, but they are going to offer $600 per week on top of what the state offers. That seems like a lot, huh? $600 per week?
That's a lot.
It's $2,400 a month. I mean, yeah.
Is your source on top? $600 a month? It's $600 a week.
No, it's $600 a week.
$600 a week. Remember the...
On top of what the state's already given.
Some of the senators were complaining that people are going to be...
Well, I need to get laid off and then work for free because I'd get a raise.
Now, they say if you're self-employed or you're a freelancer or a contractor, this doesn't apply.
Well, I'm going to get laid off here at station. But I'm a volunteer.
But anyway, that's extra money, and it's going to be for 13 weeks of unemployment. And that's going to cost about $260 billion,
mm-hmm.
their projection.
Mm-hmm. So,
now let me ask you this. How about furlough? If you get furloughed, that's pretty much saying you're laid off, but it means you can come back to your job when it opens up again. So I would assume furloughed people would also apply because they don't get paid. Like a lot of the retail stores like Macy's and that have furloughed, you know, a couple hundred thousand people.
Yeah, they're filing for unemployment.
Yeah.
Or a cruise ship or the health... The leisure and travel industry has just been hammered. So if you get laid off, you know, if you're a stewardess...
But if you get furloughed, it's kind of being laid off, but it's promising your job when they open up again, right?
Right, but you still can file for unemployment.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, I mean, what if you were an airline stewardess or pilot or something? You know?
Yeah.
Who knows how long? That could be 13 weeks.
So one of the bigger things people are going to have to figure out if they get laid off is... Do they go with COBRA, or do they look at the Affordable Care Act, which is still out there, part of the Obama?
But that's the problem, is you don't get your health insurance to travel with you. So maybe that's why that's so high with the...
Well, some companies like Macy's, when they furloughed them, they said, we're going to cover your medical for at least another, I think they said, 30 days or 60 days.
Yeah.
So it just depends on the employer, but...
Mm-hmm.
But that's a big deal because I don't know if you guys ever looked at COBRA. I mean, that stuff's expensive, huh?
Well, yeah. Because all of a sudden you pay the full price, no help from the business.
Yeah. But what you really want to do is sit down with somebody that understands the health insurance, the Affordable Care Act.
Mm-hmm.
In our building complex, Yuma Risk Management understands it, and they get people signed up. So if you're listening and you think you need help on that front, Yuma Risk Management on 16th Street. I don't even know that number. But I would definitely look into that because a lot of times people that file for bankruptcy, the biggest reason for bankruptcy is having a medical accident, and that's what causes people to file bankruptcy. So don't take it lightly, even though it might cost you some money because you never know when your next big accident is coming.
So I'm not exactly sure. Maybe we'll get to it a little bit later, Tom, but let's say you did get COVID-19 or from, you know, the disease from the coronavirus, and you didn't have health insurance.
Wow.
So now what?
You get treated.
You do.
Yeah.
That was part of the act.
You trying to throw me off here, George? Yeah.
I'm trying to get you there, yeah.
And they also said, they can't turn anybody down. Even they said if you're not even a citizen, they're not going to go there.
Oh.
Because they don't want people that have it stay away from the hospital if they need it.
Oh, to be walking around, yeah.
All the ICE people and that are told not to hang around the hospital or don't ask, don't tell kind of scenario.
You can't even go in.
Which is good. Because, I mean, you know, you don't want someone to die at their house because they, you know.
Because they didn't have,
get turned
coverage.
In, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
when you're thinking about that, then I guess it'd be kind of like rolling the dice. If you're like, you know what, I'm gonna take the chance of not having insurance for 4 months or whatever. That would be something other than the COVID that you would have to worry about if something happened to you.
Yeah. Now, have you got accepted into the hospital for say 5 days? You're laid up. Do you think that's also covered by the government, Russ?
No.
I don't think so, right?
Doesn't sound right.
It sounds like checking is, and maybe
testing is.
And
if you have it. So let's say you get tested and you're negative. The test you won't have to pay for, but then you're going to have to pay for the stay because it wasn't COVID.
Oh, I don't know. We can maybe Google that, but it seems to me like people that get sick with it and really need help seem to be bedridden for at least 5 days, is what I'm reading. Puts you down.
Well, but then there's a lot of people that never show symptoms at all.
Yeah.
For everyone that gets sick, notably, there's like six that have light or no symptoms at all.
About 30%.
There was the headline this morning. There was a doctor out of California that started doing certain things, and they weren't working, including that special medicine they're giving that Trump brought up. I don't know how to say the name. But anyways, they're doing plasma, blood plasma, is bringing people back out. So what they should be doing, if that's really, helps people from dying, they should make a big ditch effort to
give blood plasma.
Yeah.
And that's people that have had it and are cured now, and they're good.
Oh.
They take plasma from that person and put it into other people.
Just not anyone random who gives blood.
It's got to be
somebody. You've already built up the antibodies. So they're taking it out and putting it in.
And it's the hydrochloroquine, which is a malaria drug. That it seems to be having some positive effect, but it's anecdotal because they haven't run, the blind test yet through the FDA.
But everyone's using it.
Too,
New York's using it. Michigan's using it. I think people...
Yeah, but some governors have said you can't use it in my state, which is ridiculous.
That's great. Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Probably that Georgia governor that didn't know that you could transmit it without any symptoms.
Yeah, maybe.
Until a month ago, or 24 hours ago, he didn't know that.
So then the other thing for small businesses is there are some SBA loans out there called Disaster Relief for Small Business. And they're going to basically have billions of dollars up there. You can get a loan up to $2 million. Basically, the interest rate is going to be 3.75%. And some of these loans, if you want so much, they're going to make you put up some type of collateral. But these are the loans you got to pay back. Low interest. You also have some of them have leeway where you don't have to make payments till after 6 months. So they have leeway as far as when you pay them back. But there's definitely some loans out there that can be done. Now, the loans that people hear on the radio and say that can be forgiven, we'll talk about that, George, because I know you know about it.
So let's finish up with the SBA loans, though, the disaster small business. That's pretty interesting. Must be in a declared county. Has every county in Arizona been declared
every
disaster?
Every single one.
Okay. I wasn't sure if...
We're so very fortunate.
If that applied or not, but I mean...
Who would declare that? The mayor or the county supervisor?
Well, the governor has said it's any state, any county that has at least one case.
Okay.
And now everyone does, even Greenlee.
So I was wondering on TV why these counties would declare it quickly, and the reason is there's aid out there if they... declare it, so that answers that.
And then some of the states that haven't implemented the stay-at-home order yet, there's like eight of them still.
Yeah.
Are their counties, can they individually declare it?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Okay. I just talked to Governor Ricketts a little while ago on the phone from Nebraska, and more than half of his counties don't have any cases at all. But, they're still affected.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
we're still
that he knows about.
How did you get that contact, Russ? That's a big... You had the governor call you on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we've had him on... he owns the Cubs.
Oh.
He's the Ricketts that own the baseball Cubs.
Oh, okay.
Cubbies. And he's the son, which is a part owner of the Cubs and also the governor. And he's called... He called him last year after the flooding that they had and all that. But I've talked to him a number of times.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, how's the
Nebraska,
about the oil?
Right?
You talking to him about the oil? Because that has to be hurting them up there, right? North Dakota?
Oh, I didn't talk. No, this is Nebraska.
Nebraska. Okay.
Yeah. I can get him on the phone, though, the North Dakota governor. It's not a problem. Remember, they're all politicians. They'll talk. But Ricketts called.
Especially right now.
But we get Ricketts to call because we've got a lot of winter snowbirds down here. And he called to tell me, like, hey, there's still ice on the ground. Don't come home yet. You know, give it a little time.
Yeah, but speaking of that, a lot of the snowbirds want to be, if they get sick, they want to be, you know, close to their family or back home. So I know a lot of them have taken off earlier than usual just to get back home.
Well, Canada basically told the whole, I mean, the...
Well, Trudeau did.
Canada told their residents, hey, if you're not back in like 11 or 12 days...
I'm going to shut the border.
Well, no, you don't get coverage. Let's say you get COVID, because it's a social, you know, the social medicine up there.
Uh-huh.
They won't, if you're not back in 11 days and you get that, they won't cover you.
That's sure. Another reason why not to have social medicine, George.
Well, we are paying for it all now, so it's a different way, but yeah, it is. Anyway,
well, actually,
that's why they were fleeing, because it wasn't to do with the border. It was that they wouldn't pay for their care if they weren't back in time.
Actually, I was talking to a client who's a snowbird, and his theory is he's not going to go back to his home city. I think he lives in Kansas City, which is pretty crowded because he lives in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks it's safer to be in Yuma. Because also with the temperature, I mean, his theory was with the temperature and all that, he thinks that, you know, it'd be less likely. And Yuma, look at Yuma, it's really an isolated island. And, you know, I mean, so hopefully, as long as we don't have people contaminated, it might stay pretty away from things.
Well, I was thinking the same thing because of the heat. You know, if you get, I think above 90, it really starts to affect the virus. I
asked the mayor that yesterday because I figured he would know if anybody, and they still claim that they're not sure. I mean, but I mean, you know, but heat though, that 110 will kill a lot of
things. The mayor's not a biologist either. So.
Yeah. Are you finding anything about heat?
You know, I'm finding about SBA applications, and, you know, I've checked the government websites federally. They're easy to get in a lot of questions.
Uh-huh.
And then I check my local bank, and I use Navy Federal Credit Union, and they have access to their answers 24/7 on how you can get disaster relief through the bank. And they're in here saying, like, we do participate in the federal program.
Well, First Bank Yuma, I talked to my banker over there, Brian Guerin, who's a heck of a banker if he's listening. They said that they decided to participate in the program, First Bank Yuma.
And I saw them on the list. I didn't see Navy Federal, which is the bank I'm using right now for checking and everything.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But I checked their website, and it says, yes, it is. First Bank Yuma, when I went to the federal website, it listed them in Yuma as being one that's on.
Okay,
good. Good. You're talking about the disaster relief loans or the emergency loans, Russ?
It's COVID-19, member pandemic relief, you know, whatever.
Okay.
And there's a lot of different ones available. You know, whether it's you know, paycheck, you know, for personnel, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even read all the questions yet about which ones that I can apply for. But being a small business, I'll apply for them. A lot of it's an unknown. We don't know what the next month's going to bring.
Right.
You know,
that's
but
a good point.
But we know that there's going to be a reduction in business because there's a reduction of money in the community, even if you're still open.
Some of these loans take 30 to 90 days to get, so I think the quicker you can get applications in that, it might put you towards the front of the line, right?
Well, today's the first day for the coronavirus emergency loan, also the payroll loan. But I think we're up against our last break, aren't we, Russ?
We're past time.
Time's flying, okay.
Actually. So if you want to do it now, it's good.
Let's do it.
All right.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 1808-99. With Academy Mortgage, inspiring hope, delivering dreams, and building prosperity, where we help individuals and families build a foundation for their future by providing opportunities to obtain home ownership through unique products and services. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS number 3113, Arizona license number 0904081.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
To enjoy a longer, productive retirement, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management specializes in solid financial advice. Whether you require low volatility, liquid assets, or longer-term investments for higher returns, it's important to discuss your options with a financial advisor. Schedule a consultation with Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management today. Investment advisory services offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
Derek Eggeberg, branch manager with Academy Mortgage here, NMLS number 180899. This week on Money Talk, we'll be taking your questions on mortgages, credit, rental properties, and other budgeting items. If you or someone you know has a question, please call us Friday morning between 8 and 9 a.m. at 344-5258. 344-5258. Academy Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 3113. Arizona license number 0904081.
If you were diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition, you'd get a second opinion. Given recent events in the financial markets, doesn't a second opinion make sense for your financial well-being too? If you've been questioning the wisdom of the investment plan you've been following, Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management would like to help by offering a free, no-obligation consultation to review your financial affairs and offer a vital second opinion. Simply call Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management at 928-329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. NRA SIPC.
With Americans enjoying longer and more productive retirement than ever, you need an investment portfolio that continues to work for you. At Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management, we specialize in solid, dependable financial advice designed to work for you towards your objectives in retirement. Whether your personal situation requires low volatility liquid assets or longer-term investments with potentially higher investment returns, it's important to first discuss your options with a trusted financial advisor. For more information or to schedule a consultation, call 329-1700. Securities offered through LPL Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. IPC.
Hey, Yuma, this is Money Talk. Tom Rush here and George Davis, and we're talking really about this CARE Act that just went through, which was the big $2.3 trillion government money coming through to help with the economy. We got a call here.
Yep, you're on the line.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Is your job that tough to where you need a break every 15, 20 minutes?
Yes, it's a requirement.
Union.
Okay. Union. All right. Hey, maybe you guys know what, the cruise line, since they don't fly under the American flag, and they don't pay the taxes to this country, why are they getting the stimulus package? And I'll get the answer off the air.
Right,
thank
you. You want me to tell them we don't care?
That's a good question.
but
my guess is that there isn't some of them are owned by American companies,
right,
that have subsidiaries, you know, different,
right,
companies off not in the United States. That's my guess, but I don't know. And I think building those ships, I mean, I'm sure, I don't know where they get built at, but if they get built in the U.S., I'm sure, you know, you can't, like a car, if you foreclose on a car loan, they just come take the car back. Well, who wants a big cruise ship? Nobody
does. But he's talking about some of the disaster relief that we're giving to businesses. If those businesses are owned in the United States, but yet they operate cruise lines that may not be flagged in the United States, they're still a business.
Yeah, I mean, Apple has, you know, different places all around the world.
Correct. And so does General Motors.
Yeah. So I think that somehow, to answer his question, they have to be tied back to the U.S. in some fashion.
Right. And, like, you know, Burger King was a U.S. company. One day they just changed to Canadian company, cut their federal income tax in half. Now, they won't get it. But
Burger King started out in England. So it went from England to
U.S.
U.S. to Canada.
Yeah. Did Canada last year. Or 2 years ago, maybe it's been a few years ago, because the federal tax savings were huge.
Yeah. Hey, well, this is important for small business owners.
Okay, but the airlines are getting $50 billion in loans from the CARE Act. So I don't know what, I didn't see anything about the cruise ships, but you guys seem to.
Well, I got an article here at LL
too, but I thought it was just for the airlines.
It says they don't get it. So the massive $2 trillion coronavirus relief package signed into law don't set aside money for cruise lines.
Yeah, I didn't either, but we'll have to look into that. Interesting question.
Hey, so we got 5 minutes. So we got to tell small business owners, this is what you can do to get some of the money and have it not paid back. I mean, forgiven.
Yeah.
That's a key word.
That's right.
So go ahead, George. Start it out.
The coronavirus emergency loan, and they start today. And it's basically the banks lending small business owners money and to be used for payroll. 75% of it is used for payroll.
Or rent.
Well,
the rent's on here too, George.
Okay.
It says payroll or rent.
All right. Payroll or rent.
Or.
Then you prove it, then you can actually get it forgiven later. And it acts more like a grant.
Yeah, and it also says you have to keep people on your payroll for a set period of time.
Right. It's meant to keep employees employed, obviously, and not put so much pressure on the, like we're talking about with the unemployment and stuff. So, yeah. But if you 75% goes to payroll and you show that or rent, then you can get it forgiven. Plus, it's a 1% interest rate, which is pretty darn good. And also, I think you have, is it 6 months? 6 months where you don't have to make any payments too.
They give you a 6 month deferral.
6 months, yeah.
So that's going to apply to a lot of small business owners, if not everyone, right?
Under 500 employees. And this one also, Tom, because you talked about sole proprietors and independent contractors and self-employed, then they can also apply for this. So it's got a big net that they're throwing out here.
So as a business owner, you probably want to go after this before you go after the SBA loan.
Do them all.
Well, the SBA won't be forgiven.
No.
But
it's a low interest.
Low interest rate, and it's a lot higher dollar amount, I would assume.
Right.
This one has, I think it was $100,000 max. Don't quote me on that, but I've done reading about it. Just been in business before February 15th, 2020, and had salaries, payroll tax, or independent contractors already paid.
You got to start talking to the mic, George.
No, I'm sorry about that. Right.
I wonder how many scams are going to come out of all this.
A lot.
You know that.
Oh,
I mean, because, you know, you got to have a business and payroll in place by February. I just know a lot of people out there trying to figure out the angle.
Yeah, backdate it.
That or probably CPAs can get pressure, right?
Oh, yeah, they're going to get phone calls galore, I'm sure.
So there's a lot of programs out there. I would recommend starting out by calling your local bank that you do business through, because they would be the first place to help you out. And if they're doing some of these programs, they can really help you out, because they can direct you on how to apply.
And this one is a big deal, this coronavirus emergency loan. And Russ, you said...
I signed on to it this morning. It looked like a pretty easy application. I didn't have all the answers.
Yeah, I heard it's pretty easy. But, yeah, if you're banking, any FDIC insured, or I think credit unions are also participating. Yeah. So definitely a good way to go.
I think the next program I have or we're on, I'm going to bring in one of the bankers and talk about it. And I'm sure they can give a lot more detail than what we're doing.
Kind
of skimming on it.
Yeah, it'd be good in a week, because right now they don't even know.
Yeah.
They've got the application. They don't really know much
yet. Yeah. And today's the first day.
Right.
There's also some money from the state level, right? I mean, Ducey has a website. So go to the Arizona State website. I believe there's some funds available there, too, from the state side. So spend time doing this, because it's going to hopefully keep your business going and keep things flowing. But anyways, we're done here for the hour. This is Money Talk. Everyone stay safe, healthy, hopefully wealthy, and wise.
The opinion. opinions voiced in this show, Money Talk, are for general information only and not intended for specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, financial advisor, or tax advisor prior to investing. Yuma Investment Group Wealth Management investment advisory services are offered through CWM LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Carson Partners, a division of CWM LLC, is a nationwide partnership of advisors.
From the 1 hour air conditioning and heating studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.